This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. There's a new building in Austin that's drawing a lot of attention, and there are a couple of doors. Yeah, doors in that building that are getting some funny looks. Several people asked about them for AT Explained. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked into it.
I call them the doors to nowhere. Reddit users call them the death doors.
I noticed the doors when I was actually in the lobby here.
Catherine Hoffman points six floors above her head. We're standing in the lobby of Austin's new Central Library.
And I looked up and I saw the door and I saw like a little girl reach her hand up to the doorknob and pull on it. And I had this moment of panic. I mean, obviously they wouldn't make a door that someone could just fall out of.
The library opened downtown in October, and it's pretty beautiful, much more than the public libraries I grew up with. It's got crisscrossing staircases, a restaurant, a roof garden. And off that roof garden are two doors, regular-looking glass doors. But if you walked through them, you'd fall at least two floors down.
My question was, what is the point of the doors to nowhere?
That's Monty Marion. He and Hoffman both asked about the doors for our AT Explained project, and they had theories.
My dad actually works in construction, and I ran through stuff with him, and we thought of everything from maybe it was a spot to, like, winch up furniture, but there's no obvious spot to anchor stuff on the ceiling.
My main theory is that it's some kind of mistake.
They had stranger ideas, too.
Somebody accidentally had already ordered that glass, and they just kind of were like, well, just, I don't know, deal with it.
Then there were the more whimsical theories.
The stairs are very Harry Pottery.
It's Ron's first time to Hogwarts as well. Now, all you've got to do...
It's sort of a platform 9 3/4 type situation where us muggles can't get through, but maybe there are others who might just be able to get to a wizard section up there.
It's walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10. Best do it at a bit of a run if you're nervous.
The truth behind the doors is, well, much less magical.
That is basically just a maintenance door.
John Gillum is the facilities manager for the Austin Public Library.
So that we can get our window cleaners through that door and suspend them and lower them down so they can clean the windows below them, for the next five floors.
Gillum has a key, but he won't open the door for me.
All little kids ask me about those doors.
And what do you normally say to the kids?
I explain maintenance to them because that's something they need to know because most of life is maintenance. They don't know that yet, but they will.
And there you have it. One of the most boring facts of life, that we spend much of it cleaning, explains these doors.
We'll live with that. but that's not why the window or the door is up there. My name is Sid Bowen. I'm the managing principal of Shepley Bullfinch.
That's one of two architecture firms that worked on the library. And as Bowen tells me, the doors to nowhere began as a matter of aesthetics. For this, we have to first understand the theory behind the building's design.
If we had designed this library 15 years ago, there would have been a lot more conversation about books and less conversation about people.
How Americans use libraries has changed over time. The Pew Research Center has been surveying people about library use since 2012. And what they've found is that people still visit libraries for their traditional purpose. But more and more people are going to libraries to attend classes, lectures, or programs.
We really were trying very hard in Austin to create an environment where you could go and connect with other people and have conversations around whether it's literature that's there or ideas that you came with, but to create a venue for that kind of intersection of ideas.
Bowen says his firm tried to do that with the library's atrium. It's got multi-directional staircases, bridges, high ceilings, and lots of windows. At each turn, you get a new view of everything around you.
It sort of drives you to look different ways for, wow, where am I? And you'll find your friends on another level or another side of the atrium. So that was really the goal, was to make those connections more serendipitous.
Which brings us to the doors. They started as windows to connect people on the roof deck to those inside.
And in that part of the roof, as you're walking, in essence, past the great window toward the city, you now can look through either of those windows and see into the atrium of the library and connect with people who you see in there.
But the city wanted the windows to be more functional, so we got doors.
So that they can be opened by the person with the key and the glass cleaned.
But that's so boring. Come on.
When we think of a library, you know, it's a place to explore, a place to discover new things, a place to go somewhere else in your mind. And so I've been reporting this story, I've been referring to these doors as the doors to nowhere. But arguably, you know, you could argue they're doors to somewhere if you just kind of open your mind a little bit. So I wanted to ask you where you think these doors go.
I'm afraid as the architect, I'll tell you it's the roof deck.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'm limited.
So I turn to people with fewer limits.
Addie Johnson. A-D-D-I-E-J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Addie's a fourth grader. I met her one Saturday at the library.
You see that door up there? It's kind of strange, right?
Yeah. I tried to walk through it when we were up there. I was like, the door's locked, Mom. And she was like, that leads to nowhere, honey. And I was like, awesome. And she was like, no, that's just scary.
Scary or exciting?
I wanted to see, Addie, where you would like the door to go.
I would probably make it into like this huge bakery with free like treats stuff.
What kind of treats?
Probably cake, cupcakes, and cookies.
Do you think that can happen one day?
Maybe.
Others had simpler ideas.
Hi, my name is Lainey. I'm 9 years old.
So where do you think that door goes?
I feel like it goes to your imagination.
And what's in your imagination?
In my imagination, anything can happen.
How do you feel when you think about that?
I feel happy and like nothing can stop me.
Except, of course, a door handle you can't unlock, no matter how hard you pull on it. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.
There's much more in our AT Explained series at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question. Might be the next one we answer. You can also subscribe to the AT Explained podcast there, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.